This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Today, tribes are working to bring back bison, which once roamed indigenous lands by the millions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, some are getting help from the city of Denver, which manages two herds and is helping tribes rebuild their own.
A group of the large shaggy bison stand in a snowy pen in the foothills outside Denver. Sam Diswood watches from a platform above. He says they love the snow.
They can stand it. They've got really fine hairs, so it doesn't really bother.
Diswood manages the Wolf Springs Ranch in southern Colorado, which the Navajo Nation has owned since 2017. Today, he's here to bring nine of these animals home.
We'll get them loaded, and then he's going to head back to the ranch. We've got our other ranch hand that's down.
Four tribes or nonprofits are receiving 34 bison this year as gifts from Denver, which has managed two herds since 1914.
This is my absolute favorite day of the year when we get to send the buffalo home.
That's Shannon Dennison, director of Denver's Mountain Parks Division. For decades, the city auctioned off surplus animals to ranchers, but 6 years ago, it started donating them to tribes instead. Since then, more than 170 bison have gone to 12 tribes and nonprofits across the region. Some tribes sell meat commercially, while others raise the animals for conservation or educational purposes. Dennison says the donations are part of an effort to repair relationships. Many tribes consider bison sacred, even relatives, but the animals were nearly exterminated by hunting and U.S. government policies.
The city and county of Denver is doing what we can to try to take small steps to make that right, and this is a really important part of it.
The donations also help address another problem. There aren't many conservation bison, free of cattle DNA, left. Jason Baldus is a member of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe in Wyoming and works with the Intertribal Buffalo Council.
Because there are so few animals in isolated populations, it's important to diversify your gene pool so that you have a healthy population.
The council has helped about 90 tribes restore or start their own herds. Imbaldus says momentum is growing.
Even though the buffalo has been absent for well over 100 years from many of these communities, the reverence, the respect, and the admiration of this animal is still there.
At the Denver transfer, Robert Simpson is smiling in the snow as he waits for animals to be loaded onto trailers. He's a council member with the Northern Cheyenne Tribe in Montana, and he's taking 10 bison home.
To take them to a place, you know, where they're going to be in a 15,000-acre pasture, where they're going to be happy there, you know, makes me happy.
A few years ago, his tribe started more actively managing its herd. Since then, Simpson says he's seen benefits to the land and his people.
A lot of our people are sick from the food that we're eating nowadays, you know. We got diabetes problem really bad back home. Now that we're starting utilizing these traditional foods, people start getting better.
Inside a nearby barn, members of several tribes gather for a ceremony. People are asked to turn off cameras and recorders out of respect. Around a large drum, they sing healing and gratitude songs. A Cheyenne chief offers a prayer for safe travels. Later, Diswood addresses the crowd.
That's who I am as a person.
He says his tribe, the Navajo Nation, has plans to provide bison meat directly to tribal members, including elders and school children.
As I always tell my crew, you know, wealth comes from our land and our animals. So let's take care of them. So again, thank you for everything we have. Okay.
Then he's wrapped in a ceremonial blanket.
There was a lot of strength. There was just a lot of things that I wasn't prepared for, but I felt up there. So it's just the emotions came out.
Outside, trailers carrying bison pull away, heading back to tribal lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.